Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I was just listening to an episode of the Marketing Secrets podcast by Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson, if you don't know who that is, he's the founder of a company called ClickFunnels, pretty prominent online marketer, has a daily podcast called Marketing Secrets. And, you know, Russell's one of these guys. He's just like a natural storyteller. Well, I don't know if he was always that way, but he's had a lot of practice, I'm sure. And now he just comes across as a very natural storyteller. When you hear his podcast, watch his videos, like, he's not trying hard. It's very natural. It's very authentic. He fumbles with his words. Sometimes he makes mistakes. But like he tells a story in a really authentic and natural way. It's quite compelling. I encourage you to listen to it. Marketing Secrets is the name of the podcast. But what I wanted to share with you was what Russell was talking about on this particular episode I was listening to was resistance. And the resistance that comes with starting any kind of new project. And he was talking about how he's really been trying hard to get his kids into wrestling. And so he set up a wrestling day at his home wrestling studio with his kids and their friends. And it was a struggle to get them to do it. And then they were struggling when they were doing it. And then they were fighting. And there was all kinds of problems that came with it. And he was just kind of reflecting on how whenever you start something new, like there's going to be those challenges, right? Like in his case, he loves wrestling. He loves his kids. So he had this kind of mental picture of what that would be like. It would be perfect. Everyone would have fun. It would, you know, it would just go amazing. But of course, it was nothing like that. There's always going to be this gap when you try something new or start a new project between the way you were hoping it would go and the way it actually goes. And he was relating that back to business. And he was saying that, look, when you start a new business or you start something new in your business, it's a lot like pushing a boulder up a hill. And if you're not passionate about the topic or about the business or about the cause, then you're going to give up really quickly. And so in his case, you know, he said, if I didn't love spending time with my kids and love wrestling, then I would have been like, forget about this wrestling practice. It's not worth the agony. But it's his passion for his kids and for wrestling is what pushed him to do it and keep trying to do it despite the challenges early on. And, you know, I think that's a perfect analogy for anybody that's in business. Is if you think it's all going to be, you know, roses and a walk in the park and that what you do is going to match your expectations in the beginning, good luck. You're not going to last very long. You're going to give up really, really early. And that's a shame because the early challenges don't mean that it's not worth doing, right? The setbacks that you face in the early days, the disappointment does not mean that you should not be doing it. Those are just early challenges. And if you don't overcome those obstacles, then you'll never get to the other side. And one of the things that Russell mentioned I wanted to share with you was, you know, in his case, it was his love for his kids that made him want to persevere and continue encouraging them to get into wrestling because he thought they would enjoy it. And if you're doing something for yourself, it can be really easy to get up. So if you're only in it for the money, if you're only in it for the status, if you're only in it for, you know, the glorification of your own ego, then yeah, you're going to give up really, really fast because when you come face to face with resistance and the discomfort of facing obstacles head on, if you're only in it for yourself, you're going to be like, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm out. But if you genuinely are in it to help other people, if you're genuinely in it to help your clients or the people that you serve, then you're going to put yourself aside. You're going to put your ego aside. You're going to put your comfort aside. You're going to push through those obstacles. You're going to overcome those hurdles. You're going to push that boulder up that hill because it's not about you. It's about helping other people. And if you give up, it means other people are going to suffer. So I really think that's the kind of attitude you have to have. If you make it about yourself, you're only going to try so hard because in the end, you know, I'd rather be on the sofa eating chips, watching Netflix than working hard on my business. If it's just about me, I'll take that any day of the week, right? But if it's about other people, then I can't sit on the sofa and eat chips and watch Netflix, not all the time anyways. I have to work hard. I have to put things out there. I have to create value because if I don't, other people are going to suffer.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.